Starts the Mishnah. Meis echod mehen. So far we had, the first mission was, what's going to be if you have shnei nazirim? Again, we had two nazirim, and then somebody told us that one of these two people became tamei. That was the first Mishnah. So you have two people that are nazirim, and one of the two is tamei. So we don't know what to do now. So the first Mishnah said the eight, so they both have to keep two times 60 days nazirus, and after the first 30 days they both take yekod. And between both of them, they bring Kabonis Tyro and Kabonis Tumah. And then they wait another 30 days to take a second haircut. So Monashach now, whoever was Tomei, has his two haircuts. And they bring then, the third time, they bring the Korban Tyro a second time. That's when both of them are alive. Now our Mishnah says, what's going to be the Halacha Meis Echad Mehem? What's going to be if one of these two Nazirim died? So again, you had two Nazirim. One of these two became Tomei. So one of the two touched the mace, and we don't know which one of the two. And now one of them died. So what can you do now? The one that's alive now, he doesn't know whether he was Tomei or wasn't he Tomei. So how can he go and bring his kabbonis now? What's the eights of him? How could he clean himself? Is Amr of Yeshua, Yeshua says the eights is like this. Yevakesh echad min hashuk. Let him go outside in the street. And let him try and find somebody, if he could, if he's lucky, that sheyidor kenegdei benazir. Let him try and find a friend that would help him out, and the friend would also become now a nazir. The yoimer will make a tanai with his friend like this. Im tomei hoyisi, if I was tomei the first time, is hareyat tenazir miyad, then I don't need you. You could just become a nazir right now, fatik. And you'll take, after 30 days, you'll take your haircut, and you'll bring your kabbonis, very good. And I'll take my haircut after 30 days, and I'll bring kabbonis tumah, and then another 30 days, I'll bring kabbonis taira. But what's going to be the imtoi ra'isi? What's going to be if I was tor, harayate nozir, achash loishim yoin? If I was tor, then I want you first to become a nozir after 30 days. And it's like this, v'soifrim shloishim. First they count 30 days. Umeviyin korban tumah v'korban tyra. They bring right now first korban tumah and korban tyra. That's after the first 30 days. The yoyman, the person says like this. Im ani hu atomei, if I was true, if I was tomei. So, okay, I took my haircut now. I have to bring korban tumah. So korban tumah shali. The korban tumah that was brought now, the yoshim and the oilah and the chattis, that's for me. The korban tyra shalacha, and that they were bringing now, a shlomim, an oilah and a chattis, that's for you. But what's going to be, v'im ani hu hator, but let's say I was tor, so that I don't have to do a second time, I'm not a nozer tumah, I was only a nozer tor. So then I'll say like this, korban tyra shali. The korban tyra, the oshim, the shlomim that I'm bringing now is for me. Shlomim oil and chattis. The korban tumah besofik, and that's what I'm bringing a korban tumah now. That's only min asofik. I don't have to bring it at all because I wasn't tamei. So the korban tumah, the chattis soil can be brought on a sofik, and the oil also is brought with a tanai that if he's not tamei, it's in the dover. But true, the korban oshim is not brought because the korban oshim you can't bring with a tanai. So therefore, the korban oshim that usually a nazir tamei brings, here he can't bring it because it's only a suffix if he was tamei or not. It's possible he wasn't tamei at all, and his friend also here wasn't tamei. So therefore, the oshim they can't bring, but the other two korbanos he brings, that's the loch l'moshim Sinai, that a chates oif could come on a suffix, and a korban oila poshut you could bring it with a tanai that is your mechuyev good. If not, you want it to be in the dava. A korban oila could be brought from the dava. So therefore, you bring the korban tumah on a tanai. Yeah. The tumah b'safik. Now the seifrim shleishim yoyim. They count 30 days. Umeviyin korban tyra. Then they bring a korban tyra. The yoyim, and it says like this. Im ani hatomei. If I was tomei the first time, so korban tumah shali. That I brought a korban tumah before, that's for me. The korban tyra shalacha. And that we brought a korban tyra before, that went for you. Vizeh korban tyrosi. And now, after the 60th day, I'm bringing a second time now a korban tyra. That helps for me. But what about v'yimanihu ator? But let's say I was tor the whole time. So it's like this: korban tayr v'shali. The first korban tayr with an abrua goes for myself. The korban tumah b'safik. And that's what I brought a korban tumah, the chatis and the yela. That's only min asafik. V'zeh korban tayroscha. I, where are you in the picture? You're also a nazir. Where are your korbanis? That's the second korban tayra that we're bringing now. After the 60th day, that goes for you. That's what you have to do. V'zeh korban tayrosecha. So the kids, you have to get yourself a good friend that's mamash going to suffer for 60 days. He's going to have to keep twice naziris and to bring korbanis at the end just to do you a favor to make you tor. So this, the Gemara, the Mishnah says back, Oma loy ben Zayma. Ben Zayma said back to him, Yeshua, Oni shemei aloy, she yidu connected benozir. How in the world are you going to find a friend like that? How are you going to find somebody to do you a favor that you want him to be a nozir for 60 days? Not only for 30, but he has to be a nozir now for 60 days in order to make you tor. So Ben Zayma said that's not something that's going to happen. This can't be the only Eitzah. How are we going to free this one nozir that's alive now? Because it's very hard to find such a friend like this. How are you going to find somebody? So therefore, Ben Zayma says like this. Ella, Ben Zayma says, the answer is like this. Again, originally we had two Nazirim, and one of them became Tamei. We don't know which one of the two, but one was Tamei. And now one of them died, our Mishnah is talking about. So you have only one alive now, and he has a doubt whether he was Tamei or not. So he doesn't know if he has to bring a korban tumah and then a second time a korban tayr or not. So Ben Zayma says, know what the answer is. Ela mevi chatisoif v'yoylas peima. Let him like first wait 30 days. He can't take a haircut right away because maybe he's only a nazir tahor. So for sure he has to first wait, even after he becomes tahor, he has to wait 30 days. Because maybe, he can't start counting on a tzad that he was tummy like. He can't start counting till 30 days. So he has to wait 30 days and take a haircut. And then on tzad that he's tummy, he brings a chate soif that comes from a suffix, and he brings a oilas behema that you can bring on a tanai with an adava. And the yoshim true, you don't bring the korban yoshim. The yoimen, he says like this, im tummy ho yisi, if I was tummy first, so then, very good. Hachatis michavosi. This oilas hachatis that I'm bringing now is for the chayiv of a korban nazir tamei. The oila nedava, and the oila now is in a dava, because he doesn't have to bring a oila if he was tamei. Yeah. V'yim tor hoyisi. But let's say I was tor, then I say no. That oila michavosi. That this oila should be for my chayiv. V'yachatis misafik. If he was tor, he doesn't have to bring this chatis. The chatis comes min asafik. That's the halacha of Moshe Mesinai, that a chatis soif could come even from a doubt. So now the eitzer is v'soif v'shloshim yoin. He has to wait now another 30 days and take a second haircut, because maybe he was tamei first, so the first haircut was for the tumah, and now we have to take a second haircut to finish his nazirus. So he counts another 30 days. O mevi korban tayra. Let him now bring a korban tayra. Korban shlamim it could be. V'yoma or korban oila, they both come with a nedava. V'yoma, let him say like this. Im tamei ha yisi, if I was tamei, ha oila rishon a nedava. V'zu chayva. Then the first one was only a nedava, and the second one I'm bringing now, that's my chayv. V'yim toyer ha yisi. But let's say I was tor, then oila rishon a chayva. The first time that I brought the korban oila, that went for my chayv. Like I finished my nazirus then. Vizu, now that I'm bringing the second one, is the dava. Vizu shar kaboni. And the rest of them is called my shar, the rest of my kabonis. Yeah, the elo vizu, and these are the rest of my shar kabonis. Yeah, vizu shar kaboni. So this is the way Ben Zayma says the Eitzer is. And this Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Yeshua. If Yeshua said, Nimtza ze mevi korbanoisov lechatzoyim. Rabbi Yeshua didn't like this Eitzah because it comes out as bringing his Kabonis halfway. In other words, when he's first a Tamei, all he's bringing really is just a Chatasayf, only part of his Kabonis. The Yoshim is not bringing. And at Tzata said he is another Torah, he's only bringing his Korban Eila. So he's not really bringing all the Kabonis at one shot. That's called he's bringing them Lechatsoyim, as Tzata says. Nimtza, maybe Kabonis Lechatsoyim. Diyim Toyer Hoya.
oilo rishoyne choyve kadefrishis. Over galua sheni mevi chates ushlamim. So the second time he's bringing his chates and the shlamim. But where's his oilo from the first time? V'chivon the enozer acharim moi en yochel asas binyan achar. Shekivon shosofik tomei v'saif shloshim en rishalagalech b'loi avos kabinoisov. So it comes out that he's bringing the oilo before, and the shlamim and the chates is being brought later. So of course not right that the nozer should bring his kabonis at different times. That's why Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua didn't like this. Avol hoydu loy chachom lo ben zoyma. But I call upon him the chachom agreed to ben zoyma. Like Taisa says, that means to say, lo yichbis lo, it doesn't bother us. In maybe the chatzoyim, if it's brought the chatzoyim or not. V'yalo lo yim tzach ha-shir de k'negdoi. Because there's no other reitza. Like Rabbi Shua's reitza is very hard to find a friend. To find somebody that's going to become a Nazir Misafet for 60 days. Therefore, the only Eitzer is like Ben Zayma. Even though what's wrong with Ben Zayma's Eitzer is the Kabbonis are being brought to Chatzoyim, you're bringing the Korban Ola first, and the Chattis and the Shlom is first coming later. Okay, you can't help it. Lamaisi is still Yaitzer. Therefore, it says the Chomim agreed to Ben Zayma. Yeah, turn over. Yes, and this the Gemara says now, the Laisi, the Chura. So Rashi learned, Tois learns out of Rabbi Yeshua Poruch. The Gemara is the Kash according to Rabbi Yeshua, Kloima. The Yovel Lechatzon Amad Bekach. Like, what's Rabbi Yeshua's Bikasha? So what if you have to bring here for the Kabbonis now and here for them later? What's wrong with that? The Laisi. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Yomar Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Lechadid Bosat Hazamidim, Enechnami. Rabbi Yeshua's Kasha, he didn't really mean to say it's a Kasha. He only meant to see how smart the Talmidim are. He wanted to see what they would answer him. He did it to sharpen the Talmidim. They were to ask him such a kasha, like, how can you bring half now and half later? And they answered back, very good, you're allowed to, there's nothing wrong with that. But he only asked the question to see how smart they were. Omar Rav Nachman said, Ma levad le Rabbi Yeshua, what is Rabbi Yeshua going to do? Lidike de lo lisri. So, Taisa says, it means to say, Taisa says, lo yisparish bin yinachem, my levad, Rabbi Yeshua lidike de lo lisri pirish, le b'nei mayin. What is Rabbi Yeshua going to do with the kishkes of the animal, the insides of the animal, that it should not rot away? The chivan shiyavakish echod. She had to connect the nozer. You have to find somebody else to be a nozer with you. Him came the soif, shloshim, gishmagalchim, shneim, tzrichim, lohonif. Ha-chelev. They both have to pick up the chelev, the fats of the korban. And the second galacha is before the tenufa. So im kein yasriach ha-chelev. The chelev will like rot away in between for 30 days. How are you going to preserve the fats? So that's also part of the kasha. You have to say there's some other way to do it. Not the way Rabbi Yeshua does it. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going to be kasha. The chur, you have to preserve the fats for 30 days. That's a very hard thing to do. So if there's another taina where the chomites don't like Rabbi Yeshua, and rather they do the way Ben Zayma says. Mishnah says like this: Nozir shor yitame besafik umuchlat besafik. We had this before. A nozir that was makabel to be a nozir, and then right away the first day it came about that he had a suffik whether he touched a mace or not. Or whether he had a suffix, whether he was mukhlat, whether he was a mitzayr or not. He doesn't know if he has tumas mitzayr or not. So lochur is, in such a case, oichel v'kodeshim achashishim yoyim, like we had before. Min ha-suffix, he has to wait 60 days until he can take two haircuts, and then he's finished with his mitzayras. He's for sure tor from his mitzayras. He's not mechusak yipurim. Therefore, he can eat kodeshim. But v'shayse yayin, umetamalameisim, Achar Meyav Yesrim Yoim. But it's going to take him first four haircuts, 120 days, until he can finish up his Naziris. Because he has to take four haircuts. Two Beteris and Mitzera, and one Alsa Nozir Tomei, and one Alsa, when he finishes the Nozir Taira. So he has to wait 120 days until he can finish his Naziris. Because before 30 days he can't take a haircut, because maybe all along he was a Nozir Tor. So before 30 days he can't take the haircut. So he has to wait for four haircuts 120 days. Shetikalachas ha nega doicha tikalachas ha nozir. Because if you're a mitzvah ravadai, then the locker is you're allowed to take a haircut, even though you're a nozir. Bizman shuvadai. That's only if you're a vadai mitzvah. That's the lock we had before the pasuk. Roishai, one man the yamadashin, that even though the mitzvah is a nozir, and even though a nozir has a lav and an essay not to shave, cut off his hair, but if you became a mitzvah, the mitzvah essay of mitzvah is doicha, the lav and the essay of nozir. But what is that when it's a vadai? When you're a vadai mitzvah, avul bizman shu sofik ein doicha. But here in the case where it's only a doubt whether you became a mitzvah or not, you don't know for sure. So true, you have to take a haircut min asofik, but the haircut is not doicha the nazirus, because the nazirus is an isser asay and an isser lav. Therefore, you always have to wait till the end of 30 days until you can take a haircut. That's why to take four haircuts, you have to wait 120 days. So Tumar says like this. Tonim we learn like this. B'me devar mamurim, when does it say this halacha p'nazirus muetis? When you're only mekabel upon yourself to be a nazir for 30 days. Abu b'nazirus bashana, but let's say you're mekabel to be a nazir for a full year, then it's like this, then you don't get away so easy after 60 days. But then rather oichu b'kodishim liyachash teishonim. In order to finish off, to bring you kabbonis from mitzvah, you have to take two haircuts. A mitzvah has to take two haircuts. So you have to wait 100 days before you can take one haircut. And then to take the second one, you have to wait another 100 days. So you can't finish off your tire of mitzvah, and then you'll be able to eat kachim till 2 years. But when do you finish your naziris? V'shoyse yayin u'metam alameisim. When can you drink wine and be metam alameisim? That's le'achar abashonim. It takes you 4 years now. Because since you have to have four haircuts, two b'teras ha-mitzayra, one has nozit tameh, and one has nozit tor, and you have to wait a year in between, so you have to wait 4 years. For Tanya Law, we learned on this, o'megaleach arba tikalachas, right? You have to take four haircuts. Tikalachas rishayna mevi tziporim. That's as if you were mitzayra. When you finish your tumas mitzvah, you have to bring tziborim. V'chatesayf, v'yerlos behema. That you bring the first time. Shaniya. So Taisa says, this is l'sofik muchlat achas, shchut v'yachas v'shlachas. V'chates v'yayf, l'sofik nozitomei. V'yerlos behema, l'sofik nozitor. Has all these kabbonas you have to bring the first time, because it's a doubt what you are. And maybe you're mitzvah, maybe you're tomei mates, and maybe you're nothing, you're nozitor. Shniya, by the second haircut, maybe chatesoif, you have to bring the chatesoif, v'yerlas behema, and v'yerlas behema. That's how he says, hagar, shniya, maybe chatesoif, lav mishum de naziris tumma, yalaloi, leminyin sheva, yom hashmini, the nazir tumma, you can't be mesufik anymore the second time. Ela mishum sufik muchlat, the second haircut is maybe you were finished with the mitzvah, then you have to wait 7 days to take a second haircut. Maybe you're not a mitzvah altogether, you're only a nazatame. So then the first haircut you took, that was for Naziris Tumah. Now the second one is for Naziris Taira. So by the second haircut, you have to have the kabbonis for a nazatar and for the end of mitzvah. Shlishis, the third one you take now, maybe chatesoif, v'yelos behema. The third one is that maybe you were tumay, and utchalacha shemuchlat did not help for the tumah. So now the third one is because maybe for the tumah. Revius, maybe korban taira. The fourth haircut, that's for sure, only to finish off your nazir at the taira. So by the fourth haircut, you only bring the kabonis of a nazir taira. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding off nun test on the base, the bottom by the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah. Last Mishnah was Nozir Shohayetomei Besofik Umuchlat. He had a Nozir, there was Tomei Besofik Umuchlat Besofik. That we had before already, this is the case that a Nozir, he was Makabal Naziris, and the first day of his Naziris, he came in contact with a Sofik Mace, and as a suffix it became a mitzvah or not. So halacha is oichel b'kodesh shemacha shishim yoyim. After 60 days, then he could be kodshim. There's no problem. Like at the most, it could be that he was a tumah zav. He was a mitzvah, and he can eat kodshim. Calls him out. He didn't bring his kabbonis, and as a mitzvah, he has to take two haircuts. So he has to wait 60 days. After 30 days, he takes one haircut. Then after the next 30 days, he takes a second haircut. So after 60 days, he could finish with his. He finishes for sure with his tumah of a mitzvah, so as muchlat. Therefore, he's able to eat the kodshim. But v'shoy siyayin matam aloesim acha meyav yesum yoyim. He first finishes the dalochas of Naziris in order to be able to drink wine or to touch mesim. That's after 120 days. Because it still has to be a suffix, maybe it was really tamei. So he has to wait another 30 days. Then he has to wait another 30 days for Naziris to Tyra. So together it's 120 days. Shetegalachas ha-nega doichetegalachas ha-nozir. Because that's the loch if you're a mitzvah of Adai, then even though you're in the middle of your main Naziris, you're allowed to take a haircut. But that's only Bizman Shuvada if for sure you're a Mitzvah. Our Bizman Shu Safik and Adaicha, but over here it's only doubtful whether you became a Mitzvah or not. So therefore you can't take Yekut right away when you become Tor. But you have to wait until 30 days are up. So that even if you were a Nazir, the Nazirus is up, then you could take Yekut. So therefore you have to take the four haircuts at four different 30 days. That's how you get 120 days.